Johnson, Betty Johnson, Mother of the Nation, Mother Atlee Johnson, amen. All of the ambassadors that are on the line, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Gina, again, Ambassador Hagan, Ambassador Stiff, and yours truly, Ambassador Patricia Stern, and all the ambassadors elect, and all of God's people everywhere. We greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, 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 we had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful all night shut in, and I'm so glad about it. If you're out there this morning, let's just tell the Lord, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Come on, let's go again. Good morning,
good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord, come on, we speak to the Lord different than we speak to anybody else. We're going to do it one more time. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. That sound, I know it sound good in my ear, but I know the Lord is rejoicing over that. Amen. He say he dwell in the praises of his people. Can we commence to the line for just a few minutes and give the Lord some right now thank yous? Amen. A fresh thank you. Morning. This is the last day of the month of all of April, and oh my God, we just thank God that he's brought us, amen, into the fourth month of the year and about to go into the fifth month of the year of 2015. Let's begin to thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
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 Savior, our God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for another day, God. Thank you for a brand new day, God. Thank you, God.
Thank
you. You blessed us.
Oh, God.
There's no one like you, God. No one like you nowhere, God. We love you, Lord.
Thank you for the favor.
Oh, God, we thank you for all that you've done, oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you. Let your will be done in our lives today.
We give you the glory.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give you the adoration. We give you the praise.
We
give you all the honor.
God, kingdom, oh God, in the name
thank
of
Jesus,
Jesus, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
You'll never leave us, oh God.
Thank
you. Break his upon that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God.
Thank you for your miracles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise to be praised.
Praise to be praised.
Oh, God, for every miracle.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Lord.
We lift you up. We magnify you, God.
We're going to praise you with a glad heart. Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, Lord, we thank you today.
Yes, yes, Lord.
The glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord this morning. Amen. And we're going to do a amen. Offer a prayer right quickly as our chief ambassador does. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel such energy on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you for this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, as we offer your people before you this morning, and thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, we're at the close of one month and at the beginning of a new day. And, God, how we love you for that. 30 days of April, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Every day, Lord God, on the line with a thank you, Jesus. Every night on the blog, a thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, the youth prayer line. And, God, we still owe you a praise in the name of Jesus. Touch our chief ambassador. Thank you for the visionary. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, how you have put this in his hand. And now, God, we're discovering the vision. We're running with it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You say, write the vision and make it plain that they may run, and we'll be they that run with the vision, oh God. We love you this morning. We thank you, oh God, for Lady Betty this morning, Ambassador Lady Betty, Lord. Oh, bless her this morning, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for the whole Johnson family. Oh God, we've seen a miracle in this month, with Mother Johnson, Lord God. Oh Jesus, we thank you, and we still lift her up before you, Lord God. Everyone that participated last night, God, give them double, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, just touch them. Those that have to go to work, Lord God, give them strength, Lord God. Oh Jesus, just give them the energy that they need to make it through the day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are driving out there this morning, oh God, we bind the enemy on every hand. Let them be alert, Lord God. Oh Jesus, we pray this morning, oh God, that you will just keep us, oh God, closely knitted together, in the name of Jesus. Something happened last night, Lord God. A connection came to us closer than ever before. And God, we thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless our going out and our coming in. Like the month of May is going to be, oh God, like our chief ambassador say, off the chain. Hallelujah. And it's your glory. Hallelujah. It's going out, God. I hear it other places. A thousand praises. And God, we're even pushing greater than that. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, oh God, for our convention, for our conference, for our gathering together of the saints of God. We're going to be out there, oh God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a great time. We've already began the conference. I already feel it, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, have thine own way today, Lord God. Get glory. You be magnified. We're going to see in the month of May. It's going to be healings right on the first fruit prayer line. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. It's going to be exciting because excitement is in our spirits. And it's all because the goodness and the glory of God. We won't complain. It's going to be hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've been walking in our homes every night, waving the banner, anointing the place where we live. Every room, the demons are fleeing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Special anointing is headed our way. Glory. Arkansas, here we bound. Oh, glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We lift you up this morning, and we bless your wonderful name. How sweet it is to put our trust in the Lord. Oh, Jesus, you say the righteous can run in, and there we are safe, and we're running in unto the arms of the Lord in our prayer life, in our praises. It's getting stronger, and it's getting better. And God, we give you the glory this morning. Have mercy, Lord God. We thank you, and we praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, y'all. Y'all have to excuse me. And I tell you, I'm so excited so early in the morning. Praise the Lord. Early this morning. Praise God. We name of the Lord. Amen. Because that's who is getting the glory out of everything that we do. And for those of you that did not have an opportunity to tune in last night, and those of you that did, amen, this is the hour of power of the First Fruit Prayer Line, amen, where we commence everything unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we certainly thank God again and again, amen, for our chief ambassador and very soon Bishop-elect, amen, Vernon Johnson, amen, a man of high standards, a man, amen, that we thank God for him, amen, praise the Lord, the visionary, amen, of all the great things that we have been introduced to on the First Fruit Prayer Line, the blog line, the youth prayer line, and so many other things that God has put in his hands to do, amen, praise the Lord, and we just thank God that we are part of the vision, amen, praise the Lord, and we lift up, amen, First Lady, amen, Ambassador, amen, Betty Johnson, amen, we do pay homage unto her, amen, praise the Lord, because she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and God has made them as one to the children, the grandchildren, son-in-law, amen, to, and especially, amen, to our mother of the nation, Mother Adlai Johnson, amen. I just say we dedicate the whole, amen, the whole night went to her, amen. I believe because of the miracle that we saw, amen, and I could say multi-miracles because there were some things we did not see, amen, and there are many things that the Lord did in one vessel, amen, praise the Lord, Mother Adlai Johnson, and we dedicate that, amen, shut-in unto her, amen, praise the Lord. It's not wrong to do that, amen, praise the Lord. Our chief ambassador say when he was exalted, amen, and given that beautiful, amen, exhortation and that writings of, I may not be saying it right, but you know what I'm talking about, when they did the filming for him, amen, he said never had it been that anyone had gotten their accolades while they were living. They were like 10 years gone, and then they decided to bring a tribute to them. And usually when people die, they want to name a street after you and all of that. That person would never know it. Amen. But we thank God that we can give, amen, tribute to Mother Adlai Johnson while she's yet living and while she's yet alive. And thank God for her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And ain't nobody mad but the devil, because we're going to love on her. Amen. And like the saints of God say, it ain't a thing nobody can do about it, because the love of God is within us. So to God be the glory. And here we are again. And I'm so glad about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I had a wonderful time on the prayer line on our shut-in on last night. Amen. I came in from prayer, so I just stayed on in prayer. And then what I thought was going to make me sleep, it made me sit up. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Glory to God. You know, back in the day, amen, when we were in sin, amen, praise the Lord, and we were around people that drank, and perhaps some did drink, amen, that alcoholic drink kept you up in the party, and then when you came down, you had to sleep it off. Well, my antidote was the Holy Ghost. It kept me up. I never seen the Holy Ghost sleep, so praise the Lord. It kept me up during the night, and I'm just, praise the Lord, I just, oh, my God, if I was in a place where we were in the sanctuary, I know I would be running around. I just have that type of spirit, and I thank God that he's given me that type of energy. Amen. And I bless him today, and I know we all do. Every last one of us have been just so absolutely, amen, wonderful, encouraging one another during the night. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what I like about it, when it's teamwork and effort. And one of the things that we prayed in my own home church on last night, unity in the body of Christ. And I thank God that we had that unity. I felt the strength. Amen. It's so much energy on the first fruit prayer line. And so how can we not feel it? Even if the enemy came in, we would give him a blackout, and all he could do is just lay back and say, they got me again. Amen. And that's our job. Amen. Our job as saints of God is to plead the blood. Amen. Defeat the enemy, because we already have the victory. But amen. But it's in what's in our mouth. It's in our tongue. Amen. We speak it. Amen. God bless you again and again. And we want to, amen, start off this morning for some praise reports. Amen. To what the Lord did for you last night, or a fresh praise report. Amen. Actually, I tell you, we'll never hear it all, but at least tell us something. Amen. The old songwriter said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise you with every last one of them. Well, I don't have 10,000 tongues, but I do have 10,000 praises. Amen. With one tongue, and I'm going to use that tongue to do just what I'm supposed to do. The line is open to you. Chief Ambassador, are you there yet before I go any further? Amen. I certainly don't want to overlook our chief if he is up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Chief Ambassador? Amen. If not, amen, we're going to carry on as if he's here. Amen. It's like when your parents leave your home and the oldest child get the right away. Amen. I didn't think that was all right, but I had to do it anyway. But we can carry on, because every last one of us is capable of handling this service. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're out there this morning and you want to give a praise report, we're going to open the line, amen, for praise reports this morning, because the Lord is deserving of having the glory. Amen. If you're out there, you're on the line.
My phone is on the prayer line.
I'm opening up the prayer line for praise reports of anything wonderful last night. We want to hear about the goodness of the Lord, how the Lord blessed you on the shut-in. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm opening up the line. Amen. I know everybody is in sleep, and I know you hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's get some praise reports and give God the glory for what he did on the first fruit prayer line shut-in on last night. I'm opening up the line, and the line is open to you.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I can say thank you, Lord, 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 for the blessing I received. After I had finished, and you came to bring forth the word, and the sister after the ambassador after you, I'm going to say God has given me about 13 pages to write about his goodness the whole time up until now. My finger is tied, but my heart is filled with the blessings and the glory and the power of God from the bringing forth of the word. And I am energized spiritually like you. I feel like I can go on now. To God be the glory because of the spiritual empowerment that he's given me through this night. I thank God for you.
Lord, Evangelist Palmer, you sound like a whole different person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Such energy in you. And that's what happens in our shut-in on the first fruit prayer line. Amen. You come in one way and you leave out another way. And we just thank God. And the prophecy that went over you was from Evangelist Latonya Williams. Amen. And others came behind you. And Ambassador Fife, and all of us agreed, amen, but it was just through her that birthed it out in you, amen. Lord, say let's magnify it, because Paul says some plant, some water, and God give the increase, and I believe she may be the water, and you were already planted, amen, and there will be many waterings, and God bless you again, great woman of God. You just be encouraged, and your family, the first fruit prayer line is behind you all the way, amen, to enchanting and magnifying your gift and writing that book. Amen. You say 13 pages? Oh, my God. Amen. God bless you again. Anyone else that is on the line want to tell about the goodness of the Lord through our shut-in on last night? The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador. Ambassador, good morning.
Is that you? Who was that just then? Somebody with a small voice came in before that. I don't know.
I did hear somebody right before me. They could go ahead.
It was a little small voice, and I do want to pay respect to that first. Amen. Who was that? Was that you, Sister Gina?
That was me, Ambassador Stern.
It was. Amen. That little small sweet voice. Go ahead, Ambassador Hodges.
Good morning. God bless all of you all. I want to thank God for showing in last night. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, I thank God for the shut-in. It was off the chain. All of the speakers were outstanding, kept me up all night long. But I cannot think of a better reason to stay up than to hear people going forth, shut-in, laying before the Lord, travailing before the Lord, praying, speaking. It was awesome. And I thank God for it. You all continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, and I certainly appreciate you, amen, staying up and everything. It was just awesome to know that we could be in our homes, amen, and be up and just enjoy the fellowship and the relationship with one another, and all of the glory goes to the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Ambassador Hodges, and now in your hand, Evangelist LaTanya Williams.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. You know, I was blessed also by the shut-in last night. And to piggyback with Ambassador Hodges had just said, you know, I stayed up all night because I was just so blessed by the words. God has really, it was just a blessing. It was so much confirmation. And it was just, I mean, I had my phone on mute, but I was laughing because I was like, God was just speaking. It was just so good. It was just so good. It was really rich. And I just want to thank Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I really enjoyed the ministry that God used her to minister this morning, as well as Ambassador Stiff. Amen. So God bless you both. I love you both. You both stay encouraged and continue to let the Lord have his way.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. And I certainly didn't get a chance to encourage and exalt, amen, Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stiff. Amen. Everyone got a chance to do it. Amen. And please forgive us for not giving you your right due benevolence of accolades to tell you that we really, really did, amen, enjoy you. Forgive us for that. I know you don't charge it to us, but it's only right to be right and nice to be nice. Amen. And we did enjoy it. And as we move on for others, amen, to have an opportunity to share, make sure when we come on that you don't have to call every ambassador, but please give homage to our chief ambassador. That is the way that we do it. When we get up, we honor our chief ambassador, and we move on from there. We don't have to say nothing about us or what have you, and that's the way that we are trained to do it in the house of God. Amen. So who's next? You're on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning, amen, Ambassador Betty Johnson. How are you, beautiful woman of God?
I'm doing great this morning. I am so excited about the shut-in on last night. First of all, giving honor to God and then to our chief ambassador. The shut-in was just awesome last night. And when our chief ambassador was walking through the house and anointing and blessing the water and oil, confirmation on that this morning, my son-in-law came in and was doing the same thing. And he was on the line last night. He was at work. So I know that it had to be God in that was going on last night. And I just enjoyed everyone, and I want everyone to be encouraged and know that I love you, and God does too.
Hey. And God bless you, and good morning to you from all of us. If we're out there, let's say good morning to, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty. Come on, let's tell a good morning together. Good morning.
Good morning, Lady Betty.
And amen. She's not a lady like a lot of accolades. So the right protocol is for us to love her. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to love on her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to tell her like she tell us, ain't a thing you could do about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I don't care what a woman say. Amen, First Lady and Peace of God Outreach Ministries. And, you know, that's just by nature. If they love on my husband the whole while and don't never tell me that I love him, that they love me, something going to happen there because that's a woman's nature. Amen, church.
Something's going to
happen. home. Amen. But thank God that the people do love me, and we love, amen, First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty, and we just can't love her enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I can understand you being a mother, and to see your son-in-law to come in there. What mother don't want to see their son-in-law catch on to the goodness of the Lord for their daughter and her family? Amen. I just know that's right, because I have two daughters. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else out there want to give a shout-out to the Lord and to the First Fruit Prayer Line?
Good morning. This is Mother Wilson. I thank the Lord for the prayer line. I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed listening at Ambassador Betty Johnson. I tell you, it makes me feel good to hear her voice.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord. He is so good. And Mother Johnson, all the whole Johnson family. I want to say that the reason why I missed that water last night, I was encouraging a young lady to hold on to the Lord. And I hadn't got to the phone, but I told her I wanted her to listen at that shut-in as much as she could last night. So I hadn't heard from her this morning, but I thank God for the shut-in, because God knows our heart. And everybody was just so great. And I thank God for that special prayer for me on last night. It was just wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. But I had to drink my water when I got off the phone from the prayer last night.
Amen.
Thank you very much. I'm happy.
God bless you. Amen. I look at our world like, you know, when they got drunk in the natural, they staggered. Now, that's water that get drunk in the spirit, and we stagger, but in the Holy Ghost, it was off the chain. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God bless you and your family, and we just love you so very much. We need you as our mother and mothers in this body of Christ on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Anyone else have an exhortation or something, a testament to share for the Lord?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador. Go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
Ambassador Steph, are you on the way to work or at work?
I'm on my way.
Well, I know that the other young lady that was talking, I really would, you know, just out of respect because you're on your way to work, we're going to let Ambassador Steph go ahead so she can continue on the highway. Amen. She's a little drunk in the spirit now, so she got to sober up and go on the job.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen.
Heard us give you your right benevolence and do benevolence, and we thank God for your ministry gift and Ambassador Pfeiffer that came on and everything. And please forgive me for not saying anything, but I was in tune to what I had to do for bringing us in, so I give it to you right now. Amen.
Praise God for you, woman of God. I'm with you in the spirit. Glory to God. And you know, I'm one of those individuals, don't have to have that. Maybe sometime, but this morning it wasn't. It's all the glory goes to God. But I will say this, I've enjoyed everybody and in the word, how God used you. Amen. You are carriers of the anointed. Amen. And praise God. And I just like to say this, while you are carrying the anointing, I need to put at least 10 or 20 of your names on a program for June. Glory to God. Let me get that plug in right there. You're carrying that anointing. Glory to God. First Fruit is bringing the conference to Arkansas. So if we're bringing it, that means there has to be people coming from the north, south, and east and west. And if I can leave my number, and I'll leave it tomorrow, but ask God to deal with you and the chief have already put the charge out there. Let me get at least 20 of your names that are coming to Arkansas so we can put you on the program for exhortation, for something. You don't want to just come to the house and somebody's house and eat, and you don't bring any food to put on the plate. Glory to God. If they have the house, we got the table. If they got a plate, we got the food. We got a fork, you got a knife. You got a cup, come on, bring those tall glasses of water that's filled with your lunch into Arkansas. God bless all of you. I'm so excited, Jesus. God, pray for me. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Ambassador. Amen. And I can agree with her because I deal in leadership, too. And when you're preparing, amen, something for the house for it to be in an excellent spirit and you excited about it, you want your guests to be, amen, very comfortable. But if you don't know who's coming, amen, you can also say, my God, you know, it's almost like the parable in the Bible where that the man prepared, the servant prepared the meal, and he went in and asked all of them where they come, and every last one of them had an excuse. Amen. They were friends and brothers in the and sisters in the household, brothers stand out to bring the family, and nobody came, and so he had to go out and get the halt. He had to go out and get somebody to eat all this food, amen, because he had prepared a spread, amen, praise the Lord. And we're not just only in word, but we also are in deed, amen, that we need to be there. I guarantee you it won't hurt you, so I'm one to say that I'm going to be there, amen. If it's the Lord's will and he don't delay his tearing, it's on my itinerary to be there to bless my own comforts in the Lord. God bless you. And now the next voice that was with Ambassador Stiff, won't you come on now, amen, praise the Lord, and give your praise report.
Good morning, good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860.
Sheila, how are you?
I'm truly blessed, thank God. I just
amen.
Thank God. This morning for this great fine morning. I truly thank God that I wasn't able to be on the shut-in all night, but I did get in on High Father, and I'm just giving God the praise. Sister Charlotte, God bless you. I know I didn't give you a shout-out, but God bless you. I love you. That's my sister there. I just, she always keeping in contact with me, and I thank God for her. Pastor Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stiff, God bless you. God knows what we need. When we have youth in our family, I have an 18-year-old daughter. She'll be graduating this year through God's will. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word that you brought on this morning. Because I tell you, sometimes teenagers could be hard. You can tell them one thing and they want to do another. But I constantly keep her in prayer. I constantly keep her at the altar. And I just constantly praying for my daughter, Lucina Diaz. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the word that the both of you brought forth this morning, because it had high hopes on our youth out here. So, God, I just want to say thank you for these young women of God. You know what we need, and you gave it to us. God bless you all. I love you, and I know there's nothing you want to do about it. God bless you.
God bless you, sweet woman of God. Amen. God hears every cry, sees every tear, and everything is going to be all right. Amen. And I thank God for our young women that are on the line. Amen. It's such a blessing to have them, amen, on the line. And we lift them up daily before the Lord. And I just want to say this before the next praise report come on, that we don't throw stones or judge anyone for why they're not on the line. We don't never know when we can't be on there. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we have enough saints of God and First Fruit Prayer Family that we can carry it on. Maybe the next time she'll be on and I can't be on. You never know. Amen. But there is no stones, no judgment, no fault. We lift up one another in the Lord. And that being said, the next one that has a praise report.
Praise the Lord. Let me jump in here for a moment. Ambassador Stern,
yes.
I hope you all hear me. Sister Sheila, the block line has been created for you and for others who have children. You want to get on that block line because there's a portion of it, a segment, a platform that we use to tell people to get up and walk around your house. You get up and walk around your house and thank the Lord all over your house. Go in that daughter's room. Lean this phone on her pillow. Take your blessed oil with you. And put that blessed oil on her, on the pillow. It works, I'm telling you. And keep that thank you, thank you, thank you all in your house, all in her room, all around her room. Put the phone, let it brush against her clothing. I know this sounds a little crazy, but do. But the Lord has given me to tell you do. Let him brush against her clothing. Amen. Go in that bathroom where she is getting ready and all that. And go to thanking God in there. Just thanking, thanking, thank you, thank you. I want to give you a word here with that. Lord, thank you for a closer walk with the Lord for my daughter. Just thanking for a closer walk as you're thanking him. And see what happens. See what happens. The Lord did say in Malachi, and some of y'all just think it's for the tithing, but he did say, prove me. And see, when I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out and bless you that you don't have room enough to receive. Take this advice and this prophecy I'm giving to you. Walk around that room, all around the room, thanking the Lord for victory. See, faith is not waiting to see if she's going to come out. Faith is thanking God like it's already done before you see any signs of it. Amen. That's faith. We're thanking God. And I got another thing this morning. I got a praise report for you. Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say good morning to all of you all over the country and in the land and overseas. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. The Lord is still blessing, bringing me up and bringing me out. And I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for each of you that has said a prayer for Mother Johnson. I praise him and magnify his name because he's so good to me. The Lord is taking good care of me and my children are taking good care of me. I praise the Lord and all my friends that come to see about Mother Johnson. I'm saying to you, keep on praying for me. I'm praying for you that God will bless you. Bless you more and more. And keep me in your prayers. The Lord will, whatever he wants me to do. I got old and I thought I should have been gone out of here. But evidently he has something else he wants me to do. And whatever it is, I ask you to say a prayer that whatever the Lord wants Mother Johnson to do, to please show me and let me know exactly. Because I'm ready and willing to do what he say do. God bless each of you and keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
I just want to say to you, Mother Johnson, as humbly as I can, coming to as a lamb coming before you. And then the Lord said to me to tell you that you can do more in one day now than you've done all your life. The Lord said, tell you you can do it. Yeah, one day. You can make a 3-day journey in one day. All your life. God can, you got more influence now than you've ever had. And people listen to you. And God's going to give you a platform. I believe the Lord's been speaking to me as to what to have you, you know, what he's going to have you to do. And when you do it, you will see what the Lord has saved you for. God bless you. I tell you, sometimes I keep laughing. I came in the other day. I said, Mother Johnson. She said, yes. I said, let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. And I said, on the mark, get ready, get set. And I looked over there, she was already asleep. She beat me. Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. She's deserving to be asleep, too. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And then I came in the other day. She said to me, she said, son, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. I said, all right, ma'am. I got ready to count. I looked at her, she was asleep. So I can't win to lose it. And she's getting better and better. She got up today on the first try. You know how some people have to rock, amen, one, two, and then maybe third try they get up. She got up on the first try today. My God. I tell you, she's improving. So y'all heard her voice when it looked like the death angel was in the room and she was about to leave here. But here she is. I know you can tell the difference between now and then. May the Lord bless you and keep you. She is a miracle. Thank God. Amen. Others were thinking that she would go on before them, but she is here and they have gone on. So
Bless the Lord. Back to you, Ambassador Stern. Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
Chief, I'm enjoying you. Amen. Anytime. This is your platform. Amen. Mm. Praise the Lord. And I'm humble enough to turn it over. Amen. But just to get that, amen, from Mother Johnson, amen, and we dedicate this for our shut-in last night went to her, amen. We're just so glad to know that we have such a greater cloud of witnesses as Mother Johnson, amen, that is gone through. That was a miracle for us to witness in the month of April, amen. Some people are waiting on miracles, and the miracles have already been before them. It slid right on by them, amen, praise the Lord. And I've seen great miracles on the line for the month of April, brought a lot of great things for us on the fruit prayer line, and I thank God, amen. Bud got out of jail, that's a miracle, amen, praise the Lord. Praise God for that. And then Mother Johnson, grandson, you know, you could scratch those 12 requests off because that has come to pass. Amen. And to see Mother Johnson, she want to talk for herself. Amen. And we thank God for that and sound so strong. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we thank God. Just stay praying, saints. Amen. We have a couple of more minutes and we're going to give lead way to someone else. Want to give a praise report and talk about the goodness of the Lord. If you're still there, amen, you're on the line.
Good morning. I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think that was Jennifer.
Go ahead, Sister Charlotte. I'll wait. After you, I'll go.
I just wanted to say thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and Hester Schiff. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. Just brought it right on in to 6 a.m. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. That's all I want to say.
Amen. Now, Sister Jennifer, you can jump in.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is
Jennifer.
Morning. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and I truly missed the shut-in this time. And Sister Charlotte, Sister Sheila, I apologize. I do have a busy schedule, but I'm not complaining. And I thank God for First Fruit and Ambassador Dr. Johnson. Just expect something in your P.O. box, man of God, and then I'm going to continue sowing into First Fruit because First Fruit been truly a blessing, not just to me, just my grandmother and my two children that the Lord blessed me with, and just what God is doing in my life, even my soon-to-be husband. And I thank God for Mother Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, love her dearly, Dr. Stern. The list goes on. I may not know everyone by names, but I thank God for everyone. And First Fruit is truly, truly a blessing in my life. And God bless you all, and have a beautiful day.
Amen. We love you too, Sister Jennifer, little Jennifer. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else want to get a shout out to the Lord and let us know about your amen praise report? You're on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson and Mother
A
Johnson.
Little louder, please.
All hear the precious saints of God, this is Mother Woods. I am
the Lord.
So glad to have been a part on last night. This morning, I stayed on until around 5 o'clock this morning, and Dr. Stern was just beautiful. Each one, every one, I just enjoyed it. This was my first time speaking on the prayer line, not my first time speaking, but my first time speaking on the prayer line with Sister Renita Johnson, Ambassador-elect Renita Johnson. And I'm just so thankful. The Lord truly blessed on this morning and last night. And I just thank God for letting me be a part of it. I thank God for placing me among giants and generals in the spiritual realm. Will you please continue to pray for me? God bless you.
Amen, and you did an awesome job. I know it's in you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know everybody on the First Fruit Prayer Line have something to say.
of the Lord, and it's coming. Amen. That's why I took a back seat, so you all could do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're so godly proud of everyone. Amen. God bless you. All right, now, the next one on the line, you have
a... Yeah, this is Sister Jerry.
Hey, Sister Jerry.
Waukegan. Yes, Waukegan.
Yes,
oh, my Lord. I hung in there all night. No problem for me. You know, I could stay up all night anyway, but sleep all day. So it was a I got a blessing last night. Oh, my Lord, the word was for. Oh, my goodness. It song said, I don't look like what I've been through. Oh, my Lord, that was great. Woo!
Praise the Lord for you, Sister Jerry. I know your sound. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know your voice. And we thank God for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just to hear those words, amen, from our pioneers saying how good it is. That's why we encourage you all to do what God gave you. Amen. Your gift make room for you. Amen. I'm a living witness to tell you that. Amen. I just believe the times that God gave me the platform to be a radio announcer, and look where it's taken me, amen, to be on the platform, amen, when our chief ambassador, if I had not had that training and had that opportunity to do it for 14 years plus, amen, I may not be all together the way you think I am, but I'm still learning and I'm still growing in another area where I want to be. God bless you, anyone. Amen. Have a praise report. We just want to exhort and encourage you to stir up the gift of God that is within you. Anyone else with a praise report, we're going to give lead way to you. Amen.
This is Sister Lucille.
Hey, Sister Lucille. God bless you.
Good morning. I just want to thank the Lord for the shut-in on last night. I didn't participate, but I was sitting and listening and writing down scriptures so I can come home from work today and read. But I wanted to say on last night when my pastor asked us to get the water and put the blessed oil in it, I just thank the Lord that my daughter, she took the water. We drank from the water, all of us, me and my kids. Even the grandbabies drank from the water. And then she took the water upstairs to my auntie and let her drink the water. So I just thank the Lord for this prayer line. I ask the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And God bless each and every one of you. And I love you and anything you can do about it.
Amen. And there ain't a thing we want to do about it. We want to keep loving you. And don't beat yourself up that you didn't participate, but you participated by being on the line.
Oh, amen. Yes, ma'am. I got to hear Sister Mary Woods and wrote scriptures down. I even wrote the song down that she sang. So I thank the Lord for all that. Thank you.
Sometimes we just have to sit and receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God gave to you on last night, to receive it. Amen. We have a couple of more minutes before we turn it over to our chief ambassador, but we did want to get as many praise reports today from the beautiful shut-in. Amen. You hear everybody saying how it was. I used to think awful was bad, but awful in the spirit realm means excellent, great. Amen. How awesome and how awful it was. Amen. Praise the Lord. It did bless us. Anyone else? I'll take about a couple of more, and I'm going to turn it over, amen, to our chief ambassador. If you're there and you want a part of the platform to tell what the Lord did for you as a praise report, you are on the line.
Ambassador Stern.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I am so blessed. I'm so thankful for the all-night shedding last night. I enjoyed myself so very much. Now I just thank God to be part of this great hallelujah. I'm grateful.
Well, praise the Lord. We are grateful unto you as well. Amen. Come on, somebody. We thank God. Let's just give the Lord a one more thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, everybody. Let's say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Everybody has something that they are identified by. Amen. And the first fruit prayer line is recognized by our praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who you know that start with 1,000 praises plus and can go on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God today. Amen. It is 5 the hour, and it is my time to turn it over to our chief ambassador. I certainly thank God for him allowing me to do this. I don't take it for granted, because anytime he wants, amen, me to sit down, I can sit down as well. But I just want to, amen, introduce to some and to present to others none other than the man of the visionary, amen, that is over the first fruit prayer line, amen, is over the blog line, also over the youth prayer line, and is the pastor of the Amazing Grace, amen, ministry. We come today to tell our chief ambassador, when he comes on, let's just tell him we love him. We love you. Come on, everybody. Let's say we love you, chief ambassador. We love you. God bless you. It's in your hand. Our Chief Ambassador Vernot Johnson.
Thank you.
God bless you. And I want to tell you all that I love you, too, and appreciate you so much. You know, a lot of people can say they love someone, but they don't really appreciate them. I want you to understand that there's a difference in loving folks, and also with that, appreciating them. Because people say, I love you, but they don't really appreciate them. They treat others around them better than they treat the people they love. And it's wonderful when you find someone who loves you and also appreciates you. I not only love you, but I appreciate you. Thank you so very much for everything that you do. Little things mean a lot to me now. I used to be 25 and running fast, but now I've mellowed out more so, and little things mean a lot to me. And the way that you all came on the line last night and took the 30 minutes and hours, not for me, but for the glory of God, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much. And Ambassador Stern, and the way you helped me, and I got sleepy. Amen. I had to get up at 4 o'clock to be over here, but it's such a pleasure to meet my mother. Amen. So, and you held the reins, and thank all of you. I've got a whole lot of, they held up the right hand and left hand for Moses, Aaron and Hur, H-U-R, they held up the right hand and left hand. They went in battle.
Thank you, Jesus.
God revealed to me the other day. God said, I didn't know this. I've been wondering who I am, but he said, I've chosen you. He said, I've chosen you. And the reason why I put so many talented people around you, I mean talented people, people who have expertise in so many areas, God, because of where I'm taking this movement to, you'll need these people with expertise. It's going to be exciting to see where it's going to take it. I got a glimpse of it one day. You would be blown away. Amen. He doesn't give us all the vision one time. Let me move on. I was going to tell you, one of the most touching things that happened to me last night, I got up when I said, let's walk around our home and let's thank God through our homes, through our home. And before I knew it, my little grandchildren, Anaya, who is 2, and Dante, who is 1.5, they joined my hand, and they walked around the house with me just and saying, thank you, Jesus, amen. The Lord is moving in such a ultra awesome way. I want to thank God for that. You know, you got to train up a child and where they should go. When they're old, they will not depart. Amen. I want to challenge all of you to as we have the blog line, make sure you get up. Amen. Giving God the glory and thanking Him 1,000 times all over your house. The Lord showed me that He is the God of repetition. And we do it every night. And it's part of our platform now. But God showed me